there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and happy Monday to you. Oh, what a glorious day. And we're going to be talking all about regrets and disappointments today. I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer today. Don't worry. You'll see how this weaves into our spiritual lives. But it's how do you deal with regret or disappointment? That's the question we're asking today. And Jerry and I, we really do expect you to participate and answer the question. And so this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. The show team is in place. We have Matt on the phones. Ace is at the controls today. Pedro's on social media. I'm waving to you guys again. What a wonderful day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So how do you deal with regret or disappointment? That is the question. Here's how you can answer it by calling 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. You can also tell us how you deal with regret or disappointment by texting us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and how you deal with regret or disappointment. Just know that message and data rates may apply. You can always email us if it's a longer story, take2@EWTN.com. And please don't forget to like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, and find me on my Facebook page, Debbie Giorgiani. Okay, so that's the ways those are the ways you can get in touch with us. But now I need you to call in and fill up those phone lines. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to Take Two, we are live. This is the platform where we come together as the mystical body of Christ and we solve all the world's problems. Yep, we do everything. And we really need to hear from you. How do you deal with regret or disappointment? We all have regrets, right? Things that happened in the past that we wish we could do over, right? Things that, you know, we made just huge mistakes. How do we reconcile that? Do we go to confession? Do we try to really forget about it? Do we learn from it? How about disappointment? Do we, again, try to see what we can learn from and also what we can grow from the disappointment and how we can prevent it for next time? Maybe like not to, expect so much, because everybody's broken. You know, we're all sinful people. And you heard Dr. Ray on the show right before us, Women of Grace, talking about, you know, not to get offended. Don't get offended. Right. And that can really help with disappointment. But how do you deal with regret and disappointment? Let me tell you something. I know this from life coaching. Some people don't handle it well. It just ruminates around and in their head. They can't get it out of their head. They live in the past. They're stuck. Disappointment. They're just brokenhearted. They don't know who to trust. They feel like, wow, I don't have anybody I can lean on. And who is there any loyalty anymore? And all sorts of things like that. So some people really struggle. And then some people really try to self-medicate, if you will, because the pain is so great. It's an emotional pain. So we'll cover it from all angles, but I do need you to call in. And here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. Come on, I know it's Monday and you got a lot to do. Believe me, my to-do list is super long. It's all the way down to the ground. I'm seriously, that's a big to-do list. So put it aside for a few minutes and help us out by answering the question, how do you deal with regret or disappointment? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. This is the best time to call Take Two. Now, I'm going to say this. I understand. I read it one time. I don't know what kind of psychology magazine, but I believe it because I just like to believe it, that, you know, procrastination is a sign of brilliance. And so that made me really happy. I love that. But don't procrastinate. Don't wait till the end of the show and call in. And that's what's been happening for the past couple of weeks. You guys light up the phone lines in the last 10 minutes, which is great, but it's a little too late. So I want to hear from you. This is the best time to call in. And Jerry and I, we really want to address this and do it the Take Two way. And that means we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we got to be real, guys. Okay. There's, you know, we're not trying to try. This isn't smoke and mirrors. This isn't anything like that. We're just, this is the real deal. What you see is what you get. Let's put it all out there and see if we can really learn and grow and become a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God by the end of this brief hour together. So I really want to hear from you. This is going to be a fabulous show. I can feel it. I'm sensing already by the calls that are coming in. We're going to have a robust discussion, and Jerry and I will be so thrilled by that. 833-288-EWTN 833-288-3986. The question for today for this live episode of Take Two is, how do you deal with regret or disappointment? Okay. You want me? I'll answer it. How about that? I'll answer it. How do I deal with regret or disappointment? That's a tough one because things do swirl around in my head, especially with mistakes that I've made, or, you know, I do have past regrets. And that's a tough one for me. Disappointment. Yeah, that's a tough one too, because I love very freely. I think I'm a very, I tend to love people very hard. So with that, you can get hurt in a bad way as well. So disappointment can be there. So when you love hard, expect life to be hard, because it's a difficult thing, because you're dealing with people that are wounded, people that have their own problems, people that aren't thinking, they're just on autopilot. And so you can get disappointed. I worked for a gentleman in Catholic media when I first started, and the very first meeting we had, he said to everybody, there's one thing you can definitely expect from me, that you will be disappointed at some point with something I've said or done. That's the first thing he said, the station manager. And at first, when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is going to be a weird situation. But it was great. I mean, he was just so real about things. And he just said, you know, you're going to get disappointed in me. You're not going to, don't hold me on that pedestal. I'm going to make mistakes. And so I think that was a really healthy approach to take with the staff. Anyway, how do you deal with regret or disappointment? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'll be back in just a minute or two, but please fill up those last open phone lines when we come back. About regret and disappointment today, and you're going to be answering that question. How do you deal with it? We're going to get to the calls in just a moment, but I wanted to share with everyone about Pope Leo the 14th Rosary by Gorelli. So listen to this, guys. This is new from premier Italian rosary maker Gorelli. Great Italian name. Is a masterpiece of faith and artistry created to honor the Holy Father, Pope Leo the 14th. Every detail of this rosary carries deep spiritual meaning and unique symbolism, from the crucifix depicting Christ with angels and St. Peter's Basilica to the centerpiece with the finely detailed portrait of the Pope and the Virgin Mary with the gospel promise. The white glass beads symbolize the color of the Roman pontiff, and the yellow mother of pearl effect beads recall the colors of Vatican City, the very heart of Christianity. This rosary is a tangible sign of communion with the church, its tradition, and the living faith that transcends time. It's available right now at EWTNRC.com. It's free standard shipping of online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping applies to the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. Okay, we're going to get to the calls and start. And if you'd like to jump in on this conversation, I'm just asking the question, how do you deal with regret or disappointment? What do you, how how do you cope with it? What do you use in your mind or your practices to get past it, to move forward? Because we're going to face that. We're going to face regret. We're going to face disappointments. Life is hard. It just is. And how do we get through it step by step and we still thrive? You know, you don't want to be just in survival mode. You want to thrive. So that's very important. Remember, Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. That is thriving. Okay, so please answer the question. And if you're working really hard today on this beautiful Monday, maybe you could just take a little break, a 15-minute break, and call us 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Gina Maria in San Angelo, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Gina Maria. Welcome.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
What is your name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
It's so nice to be able to speak with you this morning. And I love EWTN and Catholic Radio. I just absolutely love it. The way that I deal with disappointment and regret is that I don't. I'm one of these people that dwells. I'm still regretting things that I'm 69 years old, and I'm still regretting things that the decisions that I made in my 20s. Mm. And the last time I went to confession, after my third marriage failed, and my husband took our beloved dog and left on Labor Day in 2012, I've just been isolating myself.
Mm.
And I feel very undeserving of God's love. I don't accept forgiveness. And I'm just the lunatic. I know that that's no way to go through life. Mm-hmm. And I know that God wants us to be joyful and celebrate life, but I just can't get over how my life has turned out. And I don't accept God's forgiveness. And I don't feel God's presence. You know, I say the rosary, and I love our the Blessed Mother and Our Lady, but it's like I'm numb. I just don't feel.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question, Gina Maria. Let me ask you a question. When you said you don't accept God's forgiveness, you realize that's a very serious position to take, correct? You know that, right? That's very serious. When we don't accept God's forgiveness, that is very very offensive to God, because you know he's a God of love and mercy and a God of justice, right? But when he shows his extreme amazing love and mercy, It's our response is so important to him. So if we reject the unforgiveness because we don't think we're, I mean, the forgiveness because we don't think we're worthy, it's very offensive to him. Have you ever thought of that? That if you don't accept his forgiveness, if you don't think of yourself in a way that is pleasing and presentable to God, It's actually something that is not only harmful to your own soul, but very displeasing to God. Do you ever think of that, of like his reaction to you being closed off?
I do worry about my immortal soul. I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm very fearful of, you know, what how I'm going to end up after this life is over. You know,
mm-hmm.
Because of my regrets and okay. Because I'm not dealing with it
right
properly and being accepting. And I know that our God is a God of love and mercy. Mm-hmm. I know this is the one true God, that Jesus is, is the Son of God, the Trinity. I know all that. I went to Catholic school. I was even fortunate enough to receive confirmation at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome when my father was stationed there when I was young. Mm-hmm. My sister and I, my older sister Rosie and I had our confirmation at St. Peter's Basilica and went to Catholic school there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my little prayer book and kneeling to say the Angelus at noon at Catholic school. I remember those things. And then as my, you know, as I became an adult, I made such horrible decisions. You know, I was just a very weak person that, you know, I don't know, vain and self-important or something. I made the stupidest decisions that not only were harmful to myself, but my family, my son.
But do you think that punishing yourself over and over again in the brain is going to somehow make it better?
No.
Then don't do it.
Absolutely not. I don't know how to get out of the pit of despair.
Okay. Oh, that, well, that's definitely what you don't want to get to, because despair is where the demons want all of us. They want us to despair. They want us to constantly feel like we're not worthy. We can never measure up. We're broken. You know, we're horrible people. That's what they want. So we have to work hard in not in a prideful way, but we have to work hard to build ourselves up to the point where we can live our best life to be pleasing to God. So I have a couple suggestions if you're open to it, Gina Maria, because this could be the day for you. And that's what I want it to be. So this could be your breakout day where you're going to have this major breakthrough, and you're going to have the rest of your spiritual life is going to be phenomenal. Are you ready? Are you open?
Yes.
Okay. Couple things. Do you have a crucifix somewhere in your home that you can, crucifixes with, you know, Jesus on it, right? Not just a cross, right? Okay.
Well, so I have my rosary in my purse. I carry my rosary with me.
Perfect. And that's a crucifix. Okay. So what you want to do is I want you to meditate on the crucifix, or go into a church and look at the crucifix that's there on the, around the altar, and meditate on the crucifix, okay, with the corpus on it, with Jesus on the cross, okay? And say to yourself, if I was the only person ever created, Gina Maria, if you're the only person ever created, Jesus would have suffered and died for me, because it is for you. Meditate on the crucifix. That's number one. Number two, it sounds like you went to confession and you confessed all the past, right? You confessed the past. If you haven't, do that, and or do a lifetime confession. Make an appointment with the priest. Do a lifetime confession and review. Get it all behind you, because then the demons can't touch it. Once you've confessed your sins, they're not going to be able to touch it. They can try to stir up memories in you, but you're gonna fight that off. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, please make each day the best you can to be, and I'll use this word again because I think it's probably the best word, pleasing to God. So Gina Maria, if God were to call you home right after this episode of Take Two, you want to be in the best possible state, meaning get in a state of grace. So go to confession, go to mass, you know, pray the rosary like you're doing. You have the rosary with you. Go to adoration. Do whatever you have to do to get in a good place and get in a state of grace and stay in a state of grace as long as possible. But meditate on the crucifix. It's a game changer, because Jesus would have suffered and died again just for you. That's how special you are. With all of your regrets and all of your past mistakes and all of your sinfulness and all of your problems, just like the rest of us, he would have suffered and died again just for you. You've got to keep reminding yourself of that. And then I would also, if you feel like it's something like a low-grade depression or something like that, get the professional help you need just to get past that, or get counseling or coaching or whatever you need, or go to your doctor, or whatever you need. But please start today being very pleasing to God. And what I mean by that is acknowledging that he would have suffered and died and done it all just for you. Could you do that for us?
I'm going to go to Holt. Yes, I'm off today for medical appointments. As soon as we get done and I do my next errand, I'm going to go to Holy Angels Catholic Church, and I'm going to worship Jesus at the crucifix. And I'm going to think about what you're saying. And the reason I called in was to hopefully not only to help myself, but to help others other broken people who might be feeling the same way that I am, that we're not worthy.
Yeah.
And I just haven't considered what an enormous sin and how offensive it is to God. And I am heartily sorry for my sins because they offend thee, my God. And I do not want to offend my God.
Right. And that's a beautiful act of contrition. But and we all feel that way. Don't you think we all feel that way? All of us have regrets. All of us have past major mistakes. I mean, that's why they've come up with the phrases, let our mess be our message, you know, all sorts of things, because life is messy. But one thing you just said, you're going to go to holy angels. Remember, you have your guardian angel beside you. Your guardian angel is there to illuminate your mind and strengthen your will. Lean on your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel to fill you. I could feel the Holy Spirit as I said that, Gina Maria. So please ask your guardian angel to fill you with wonderful good thoughts about how special you are to God. You are a daughter of the Most High God. Please remember that. Even with everything that you have possibly participated in the past, that is washed away with a heart that wants to repair, and it's washed away in the sacrament of reconciliation. So just give yourself a little bit of credit on that, okay? That you want to move in that right direction. Now you got to pick yourself up and move you out of the way, because you're going to be your own worst enemy, right? Because of things that go on in your head. So try really hard and ask your guardian angel to help you with that. I'm going to put you in the book and in the prayer book, and please keep us posted. And I know you're going to call back and maybe on Unscripted, and we'll be praising God together. What do you say?
Amen, Debbie. Amen, my sister.
Okay, good. Good. I'm so glad. You're just so precious. Thank you so much for sharing from your heart and helping other souls today. Remember, Bartolo Longo was just made a saint, and he was a Satanist, right? And he became a saint. So what does that tell us about our past? We can definitely get to sainthood. I mean, we've got one that just was canonized. I mean, pretty amazing. Okay, I'm going to get back to the phones, but I want to give the phone number 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. How do you deal with regret or disappointment? Anna on YouTube, I'm waving to you. Satan likes to make you focus on past mistakes and regrets, but we shouldn't live in the past. God heals us and raises us up. Learn and keep it moving. Absolutely, Anna. Totally agree with you. Let's hear what Marie in Glendale, Arizona has to say. I'm waving to you, Marie, on YouTube. Hi, Marie. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Debbie. It's good talking to you again. Well, the way I deal with regret, I say to God, I'm done. God, you take over. Your will be done. But I also wanted to tell you, I called you a few months ago. I lost the key to my church.
Yeah.
And I just kept on praying for 3 months. I finally found it after 3 months.
Praise God. Thank you, St. Anthony. I love that.
And not only St. Anthony, St. Jude, Padre Pio, anybody else I could get a hold of up there. I just stormed heaven for 3 months, and I didn't skip one day of praying. And I pray for you every day. I feel like you're my bogus niece, Debbie. You really?
Thank you so much, Marie. I love you for that. You know what? I love what you said about surrendering, and that's so true. And if Gina Maria is still listening, to surrender, to give it all, put it at the foot of the cross as you're meditating on the crucifix, and say, Lord, it's my whole mess. It's all yours. It's all yours. My past, everything, disappointment, loss, you know, all grief, everything. It's all yours. And give it back to God, because he can handle it. We can only handle so much. Right, Marie?
I lost my son. I was like a basket case, but I just turned it over to God, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to. I do that every day. I love the surrender novena. I love that. I love saying, Jesus, I trust in you as you're going through the storm. Oh, Marie, you're so amazing. We've got others thanking all the saints that you found the key. God bless you so very much. If you'd like to join the conversation, please dial in now. We'll get to Vicki next and the others. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll be right back.
Well, hi there. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher at the seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary, with the Eucharist freshly received at Mass just moments ago. And good to be joining you here on the program. Deb, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We have had phenomenal calls. We had Gina Maria calling in from San Angelo, Texas. We had Marie from Glendale, Arizona. Fabulous discussion we're having on how do we deal with regret and disappointment. And we've got several on the lines waiting to come on air with us. And so Mass was wonderful. It sounds like you seem very peaceful.
Ah, yeah. Well, it's always great to receive our Lord. And it's just as good to be, well, not quite as good to be on the show here. It's, nothing can top me receiving our Lord in the Most Holy Eucharist, but I am just very glad to be able to join here at this point in the program and looking forward to participating in what we have coming up here. So that would mean, I believe Vicki is up next, listening in Illinois on Spirit Catholic Radio today. And we will go to Vicki. Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, Vicki. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Great to have you with us.
Yes, I was calling to share my how I get through disappointment and regret.
Sure.
Perfect. Yep. Go right ahead, Vicki.
Oh, okay. Yes. So what I do is I suffer with Christ by praying the rosary, so I understand everything he went through. And you do that by praying the rosary, and then you can relate to how he suffered for us. And then also Mary, and then I nail it to the cross.
Wow.
Beautiful. Well, that's the perfect place for it, because Jesus has paid for everything, not just our sins, but our regrets, our struggles, our challenges in life. They have all been absolutely nailed to the cross already. So, Vicki, it's wonderful that you do that, because in a sense, whether we do that or not, we do it because it benefits us. So Jesus has already paid the price for that, but we need to recognize that he has done so, and then just give everything to him. Lay everything at the foot of the cross, nail it to the cross, place ourselves at the foot of the cross, adoring our Lord Jesus in a posture of gratitude, saying, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you have taken away from me that I don't have to go through in this life because of your sacrifice on the cross.
I love that. I love it. Vicki, where did you learn that? Did you learn that from church, or did you hear something on Catholic radio, or you just decided to do that? Because that's golden.
Well, I learned it from the Catholic Church. I am a convert in 2018, and through this process of converting, I've come to this, and it's really helped, because, you know, I struggle with all kinds of stuff, but I don't, because I do this every day and give it to God, and I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's very freeing. I hope that Gina Maria is listening, because that's what we're trying to get her to do. But, you know, there's so many people that do struggle, Jerry and Vicki, with just keeping it in our heads, just swirling around, because we do know that our mistakes and things that are just really have fallen short, like disappointments, they're things that we can't do over. And it's very frustrating, especially if somebody has a bit of a perfectionist, mentality. It can be difficult, right, Vicki?
Well, yes, and I've suffered a lot. Let me tell you, I can't tell you what my whole story, and I'm not going to, but God forgives me when I know that God forgives me, because he's the sacrifice, he's the lamb. He suffered, he sacrificed his life for us. And that brings the beauty into it for me, just to be able to let all that stuff go.
Wonderful.
I love it.
No, it just takes a huge weight off of our shoulders. And Vicki, I know there are a lot of people listening today who may not quite have made it to the place where you are right now. You've sort of alluded to how much of a blessing this is in your life, but can you just speak for maybe a half a minute or so on just the peace that this has brought into your life?
Well, it's immense. There is no other. So I think we have two choices. We can either live in the world, and the world will tell us what we are, or we can live in love and connection with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And those are the only two choices we have. We only have two choices. And I choose to live with that because it's freed my soul. It's given me the love I need through Christ. And I really can't find that. I can't find it anywhere else.
That's absolutely right, Vicki, absolutely right. And you made some great points. You know, we can identify and define ourselves by what the world says, who we should be, what we should be, what we should do, how successful we should be, all of these things. But really, we need to measure ourselves based on the love that Christ showed to us on the cross. Vicki, wonderful phone call. Great contribution to the conversation today. We appreciate that so much. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. We were talking today about how you deal with regret or disappointment. Maybe something Vicki said inspired you, or maybe you say you would like to share that you have come to a similar place of peace in regard to this as well. 833-288-3986 is the phone number to call. 833-288-EWTN. We will go to Dallas next. Raul is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Raul. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Doing well.
I want to say that I had a lot. I got a lot of regrets, but I kind of push them off to the side. I pray a lot. I talk to a lot of people about what I've done. I even show people when I'm around here. There's somebody talks to me, and then I say, "Hey, do you know what this little tattoo is on my hand?" You're like, no, I never seen that. I said, it's an alcoholic thing. I said, it means that I've got issues. But I think that because I'm so open to other people telling them how bad I've been, my wife, she kind of gets upset because I stayed in front of her too. But I say, hey, look, you know, this is where it was. I can't go back and change anything. So I'm just doing what I can, helping a church. I got three ministries. I actually go out to see people in, you know, in the hospital, in the prison, in the senior living. And a lot of people are really hurting there, much, much worse, I think, than I am. And so I tell them, you know, hey, I've had bad things, but, you know, I understand you. I've lost family members, not to drinking, but to just old age, but people still talk. I hate to talk to people and say, "Yeah, I'm so bad. I'm depressed. I'm not. I haven't forgot it." But I tell people, "Don't do this. You know, otherwise you'll be, you know, in a little corner, not knowing what to say to anybody." But it's just a matter of accepting it. And my kids. Remind me once in a while, oh, yeah, you used to drink. I said, yeah, yeah. He said, so what are you doing now? I said, helping other people however I can. I mean, I can't change myself.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes they say, hey, how are you doing, Dad? I said, and don't get upset, but people say, how are you doing, Dad? I said, I'm pretty good, but I got to change my ways or I'm going to hell. Just like that. Very, very open.
Well, God bless you, Raul, that you have. You're using your, you know, we don't want to let regret or disappointment weigh us down, but we want to be honest with ourselves, you know, and look at the things that we have done and those things that weren't especially virtuous or holy and say, okay, I'm going to learn from these things. Don't hold on to them. Don't let them chain us down, but use them as you have, Raul, as a springboard toward being a help to other people, you know, to assisting others as they are maybe going through the similar things. And I love to quote, Debbie does as well, St. Therese, the little flower, you know,
mm-hmm.
God, please make right everything that I made wrong, because we can't go back and do it.
That's right. But Jerry, you also have another phrase that you say all the time. I use it all the time. I love the wreckage that is me.
I love the wreckage that is me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's brilliant. Raul, I get what you're doing. You're just being real and you're putting it out there. And I think it's wonderful. I agree with Jerry. The other thing too is that, you know, these things that we've done in the past, and all of us, like you made the comment, you said, you know, I have issues. We all have issues. I mean, if we're really going to get real, okay, all of us have issues. Just being connected to our gadgets is an issue.
Yep,
you're right.
Yep.
You know, so we all have issues, and it's just a matter of how we work through them and deal with them, and then how them to like Jerry said, let God make it right. I mean, I go back to Jerry. You realize that Bartolo Longo was canonized this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yep. Jerry and I bring him up all the time. I mean, a former Satanist. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is pretty incredible. A former Satanist by the Rosary was converted and changed his whole life, and now he's a canonized saint in the Catholic Church. That's huge. So look at his mess that he had in the past. Right. And so, I mean, Raul, I think what you're doing is beautiful. But I also just want to say kudos to you for just being real and just putting it out there. And I just pray others benefit from that. And, you know, and they can start looking at themselves, which we all should be doing. Any final comments?
Yeah. And I'm real with God. I mean, when I pray practically every night and in the middle of the day, something happens, if I look up and I see a lady and I stay more than 5 seconds or 3 seconds on her face, I go, Lord, this very beautiful lady, I'm looking this way. I mean, all sorts of things. I mean, you got to keep God right in your on your lips. And when I pray, I ask God, hey, God, you know who I am, but please help me. I got to change. I really got to change. I'm still trying.
Well, life is about trying and giving God our best, you know. And you made a great comment there, Raul. You said you tell God, you know who I am. We need to know who we are in the eyes of God. That's why I sometimes say where Jesus asks his apostles in Matthew 16, he talks about, you know, who do you say that I am? I think we can turn that question around to the Lord sometimes. We want to be able to answer that question and say, Lord, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. But also we want to put that question back to Jesus. Jesus, who do you say that I am? Not the world, not my family, not my mistakes, not the sum of my messes. Lord, who do you say that I am? Debbie, when we can answer that question and understand who we are in the eyes of our Lord and our God, it's a total game changer.
Yeah, I love the way you said that. You're starting to sound like a priest. I love that. That was really powerful. Raul, thank you so much. God bless you and have a beautiful rest of your day in Dallas, Texas. We have a Raul just freed a phone line and we need you to fill it. Okay, that's it. So the phone line's open. You fill it at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, let's go to Marianne in San Antonio, Texas, also listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Hello there.
Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Thank you for answering my call. Hi, I wanted to make a few comments. I have lived with regret in the past, and it leads to deep remorse and depression and fear and everything else, anxiety. And it just can be totally ruling your life, which is evil. And through power of prayer, there's the litany of trust, which is something me and a friend say every night over the phone together. There's the night prayer, which is for daily regrets. All these can be found on Laudette, which is an app. Laudette is beautiful. It has everything Catholic. And just the surrender novena is, like you said, magnificent. And you can't really have any more regrets if you know God's forgiven you, because you have to let that, as soon as it enters your mind, let it go. Give it to God, because he wants you to be free.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Litany of Trust. Have you heard of that, Jerry? I have.
I have, yeah. Yeah, it's so many litanies out there, and the one that scares me is the Litany of Humility, because if you pray for humility, you're gonna be humiliated. But the Litany of Trust that Marianne does, she combines it with the Surrender Novena. Debbie, these are great and powerful prayers to say.
Oh, absolutely. I'm cracking up, Marianne, because I do the Litany of Humility too. And I love the way Jerry just said, if you're going to do that litany, you expect to be humiliated. That's so true, Jerry. Boy, but it's a game changer too. Marianne, that's wonderful. Litany of Trust, and it talks about regrets. So that's powerful. And the Surrender Novena. And you know, Marianne, don't you also think, and Jerry, we have to also have a sense of humor about this. We all have, if we're really going to be honest, guys, everybody, I mean, unless you're just absolutely spot clean, perfect. Everybody's got regrets. Everybody made mistakes in the past. Some made them more than others. Some are deeper and, you know, more problematic. And others have made, you know, continuous mistakes. But we've all done it. And so it's not like we're giving each other a pass, but it's the reality of the world we live in and the choices that are in front of us, temptation that is there and the broken nature that we are. So what do you say, Marianne?
I totally agree. And to the alcoholic, I'm a recovered alcoholic. And for years I was an alcoholic, but I'm 68 years old and free from all of the desires for anything like that. And I have been for many, many years. But, you know, all of these things with God and the Mass and the Eucharist, if you just absorb all that into your life, you can just really have a good life and all that. And you can leave alcohol forever.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as Johnette Williams always says, you know, Jesus came to give us the abundant life. He came mm-hmm. to give us life and have it in abundance. And what that means is letting go of those things. We're going to have the ultimate, the fulfillment of all lives when we get to heaven, the perfection of life. But Jesus even wants us, Debbie, to have, you know, a pleasure, not a pleasure, but what I mean is a peaceful life in this life as well. It's going to have its challenges, but we don't need to let those things that we've, the mistakes we've made in the past, you know, haul us down.
Define
to where
us.
We just get, yeah, define us to where we get into a really deep hole, as Marianne was implying with the start mm-hmm. of her call.
Mm-hmm. Marianne, you're awesome. Thank you so much for weighing in on this topic. God bless you and have a beautiful rest of your day. Jerry, well, listen to this. This is so cool. Cheryl's from South Africa. Says, love your show. Cheryl, we love you. We're waving to you. I'm waving to you. That's so cool. And Cheryl on YouTube says, this topic is amazing because I'm really struggling to let go in my past and need a way to move forward so desperately. I say the rosary and keep trying each day and pray for my time that I spend with Mary. Absolutely pray the rosary. Perfect. But again, put it at the foot of the cross. We've talked about that this entire show. Meditate on the crucifix. Meditate on the crucifix and remember that if you were the only person in the whole entire universe that was ever created, Jesus would have suffered and died again just for you. That's how special you are to him. And so remember that and feel good about that, because every day, just like St. Teresa of Avila, right, Jerry? St. Teresa of Avila used to say, you know, you can begin again every day. So our practice, our exercise should be staying in today, staying in the present moment, okay? It's go to confession or say a firm act of contrition if you're not Catholic, okay? Be sorry for your sins and move forward each day as like a new beginning, because that's powerful to God and that shows that you're willing to accept his forgiveness. What do you say, Jer?
Amen. No, and that's hard for a lot of people, accepting God's forgiveness, because people, we sometimes think, oh, God, you know, he can forgive others, but he can't forgive me. Well, no, Jesus died for everyone, and that's actually a little bit of a form of pride sometimes, and we think, my sins are too great for Jesus to forgive. No, we got to get that thought out of our heads. So I just want to mention real quickly before we continue that EWTN has for you the Bible in a year and the Catechism in a year, every night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. It's with Father Mike Schmitz. You probably know who he is. If you don't, become familiar with him, because he guides you through the entire Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church in 365 episodes. So if you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be Catholic and allow those truths to shape your life, this is for you. Again, it's the Bible in a year and the Catechism in a year, every night at 10 p.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, this is the point of the show. If you feel prompted by the Spirit, you can sneak a call in real quickly and contribute to this wonderful episode of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So please call this number very fast now. Don't even think about it. Let's go. 833-288-EWTN. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-3986. And just get that call in before the close of the show. But while we've got a few minutes, Jerry, why don't you tell us how it's going at the seminary?
It's going actually very well. First semester of my second year is really flying by. We just had a silent retreat last week. That's why I wasn't on the program, because I had to kind of shut things
down.
Stay
silent.
Stay silent, yeah. Hard to do a radio show when you're doing a silent retreat.
Right.
But, no, it's good to be back on the program. But, yeah, things are going well. Love my classes. Love my fellow seminarians here. And so I just really appreciate everybody's prayers and thoughts and good wishes. And, you know, I'll give you occasional updates when I get the opportunity to do that. But I'm happy to be back on the show. And if I can say something about this topic, Debbie, I was just kind of reflecting on this just yesterday. And I got to thinking, you know, I was in the seminary, you know, about 30-ish years ago. And I took a little bit of time out. It turned into, you know, I was out of the formation for 28 years. I look at my life, you know, even before that and in the ensuing years between my times in the seminary. And I just look at all that God has done for me, the ways he has blessed me, the ways he has forgiven me, the ways he has, you know, just been so gracious and gentle with me in healing certain areas of my life. And so, you know, I could easily look back with a lot of regrets, and it could have been possible that, you know, this door to possibly to the priesthood would not have opened up again, but it has. And I look to the Lord and I say, Lord, thank you for your gracious mercy and forgiveness and love and for putting me back on this path. So I just really want to encourage those who are listening right now, don't have those regrets. Try not to have those disappointments, but really look at what God has done for you and in your life. Learn to turn that into a sense of gratitude, and then you can hopefully move forward with each day with a zeal and a fervor to want to serve the Lord and to bring others closer to him. So,
mm-hmm. I love it. That was so well said. And like we started at the beginning of the broadcast, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. You know, if you're gonna think about the past, if you're gonna dwell on the past, it's only gonna bring you down. It's not gonna, I mean, unless your past was perfect, it's only gonna bring you down. And then you live in that past, and then you stay stuck. And that's why people need help to get unstuck. And how do you do that? You get professional help, or you work your way step by step. You baby step it out of it. But we're always here if you need us. We're life coaches, so you can always reach us at Stand Tall Today. .com. Get a free consultation, standtalltoday.com. But Jerry, there's a lot of people that are stuck, and it's difficult. Like you could probably have looked at, you know, all those years in seminary. You were so close to becoming a priest, weren't you? Were you a transitional deacon?
About 9 months away from being a transitional deacon, yeah. And then another year, would have been another year to priesthood, yeah.
Right. But look at it like this. You wouldn't have hosted Catholic Answers, right, for 10 years.
Right,
you wouldn't have been on Take Two for 10 years. Okay, then look at all the amazing people, thousands and thousands of people we have met through this incredible ministry and media platform where we come together. I mean, this was all, I think, part of God's plan.
Well, there's no question about that. You know, the time has not been wasted at all. And I just want to, you know, share that encouragement with others who are listening right now as well. Maybe you feel like, you know, you've wasted some years of your life, or maybe you have regrets about that. Or you just look at, you know, your relationship with God and say, well, what, God, what can I do for you now at this stage in my life? Well, look at me. You know, I'm still 2.5 years, God willing, away from ordination. I'm 64 years old. You know, I was praying in my prayer time 2 or 3 years ago, God, what is your will for my life? You know, it seems like kind of an odd prayer request for someone who is, you know, 60-ish and looking more toward retirement than anything else, Debbie. But the Holy Spirit moved me to, you know, to pray, God, what is your will for my life? So please, dear Take Two family, go into prayer. You have not, you know, exhausted the opportunities that you have to serve God, to love him, to love others, and bring people closer to him. So, you know, ask him, what is your will for my, he'll reveal his will. And then you just embrace that and move forward with great peace and joy. So,
mm-hmm. You know, again, that was very well said. I met somebody recently, this is no joke, actually prayed that at 78 years old. Okay.
Oh, really? Wow.
And, mm-hmm, and God put on her heart this idea to do a ministry at 78 years old.
Wonderful.
So you are spot on, Jerry. God's never, he never stops with us. He's always working with us. Every breath we take on this side of the veil is a chance to do work for him and to bring our own soul closer to God and bring as many souls with us as possible. Now we're getting the calls. Oh, by the way, the Take Two family started this new habit. I don't want to label them procrastinators, but they wait till the last minute now to call in.
They just want to have the last word. That's all.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but there's, you guys are awesome. We love the Take Two family. And those that are calling in right now, maybe you can call back on an unscripted, and you can always bring the topic again up and on the unscripted show. And Jerry, tomorrow is What's Your Definition of Success?
That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on the program. In the meantime, I would love to issue an invitation to any men out there who think, you know, maybe the window of opportunity has passed you by for priesthood, but you still maybe feel on your heart that little tug. Well, go to psjs.edu. It's Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. It exists exclusively for those of us a little bit coming a little bit later to the vocation. psjs.edu. All right, thanks to the show team, our screener Matt, producer Ace, Pedro has been on social media today. As Debbie said, What is Your Definition of Success is tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.